Hey, this is Max from the Arkells, and you're listening to Underground Sports Philadelphia.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome into episode number 628 of Underground Sports Philadelphia, presented by the City of Vineland. It's KB coming at you from Underground Studios. And back in his cave is the man, the myth, the legend, the people's champ, the host with the most, and forgetter of AirPod cases. That is Mr. Patty Pitts.
And I forgot my undies. Oh, Patty, no pants. Dude, we're back in the cave. Shout out to Maisie, my mother, for cleaning down here. Because, like, I feel like I can actually think down here. And due to not only my great mother cleaning, my TV being, like, semi-broken to add to the bad luck of this podcast, which you'll dive into. We got to hear about that. But it feels good to be back. I'm watching AEW try. You know, it's good. Life's good right now. I sold the fish today. I was all over Boston. You know, people calling me about lobster meat and, you know, delivering the fish to the peeps. We're good, dude. Things are great.
That makes one of us. I feel like absolutely, like, crippled right now in every sense of the word. We'll get into the car story that I promised on the last episode. We'll talk some fight and fills as they win another series, stacking series dubs, and that's what matters. We will also talk some Sixers, some Flyers, and a little Philadelphia Eagles as well. But before we get into everything, make sure you guys are following us on the socials at Underground PHI, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Facebook.com/UndergroundSportsPHI, Twitch.tv/UndergroundSportsPHI. You can follow me on Twitter at KBIZZL311, and you can follow me on Instagram and Threads at KBIZZLE11. You can follow Pitsy on Twitter at Pat_Pitts and at Pitsy35 on Instagram and Threads. Subscribe to the podcast feed on Apple, Spotify. Really goes a long way when you guys subscribe. When you guys leave a 5-star rating and review, it helps more people find Underground Sports Philadelphia as a whole. It allows us to hit new milestones that we're trying to hit for this podcast and for our company as a whole. And when you subscribe to this show, it feeds everybody all the other shows on our network as well. So keep subscribing wherever you get your podcasts in audio form. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and of course, subscribe to the Underground Sports Philadelphia YouTube channel, youtube.com/@UndergroundSportsPhiladelphia. That is where you get full video episodes of this show twice a week, full video episodes of every show on our network, clips, shorts, live streams, original video content. It is all on our YouTube channel. We are currently at 761 subscribers. We're 39 away from our 39. Next milestone. 39 subscribers away from our next milestone of 800, which then means we're only 200 away from 1,000. And Pitsy knows above all that once you get to 1,000 subscribers, then the YouTube channel starts really cooking. So go subscribe, youtube.com/@UndergroundSportsPhiladelphia. Smash that like button, ring the bell icon, leave a comment down below. Let's keep it rolling. Same YouTube comment as last episode. What neighborhood would Cody Rhodes be?
From Philadelphia, your champion. He's
my... he 100% is. He loves the Farg, Philadelphia champion Cody Rhodes. Let us know what neighborhood he would be from in Philadelphia. I said Fishtown or South Philly. Let us know in the YouTube comment section. And of course, this show is presented by the City of Vineland, and the City of Vineland Municipal Calendar features city organized, city sponsored, and city affiliated events that are of public interest, which includes, more than likely, in about 10 days from this recording, our guy, Isaiah Pacheco, having his second Super Bowl parade, which I will be in attendance for, and hopefully hanging out with the boy and scheduling him to get on this podcast because we need Pop on the show. But you can check out the municipal calendar at violentcity.org, and it's a good way for residents and visitors to build awareness, remain engaged with city government, and participate in local events. You can also follow the City of Vineland on social media via their Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube pages. And through these tools, you can stay connected to the community and get important announcements about programs and services offered by the city. Vineland, New Jersey, where it's always growing season. And big thank you to Security 21 Security Systems and Paul J. Gillespie Incorporated for their continued support of this podcast. Pitsy, when one thing gets fixed, another one is in shambles. Today, my car finally fixed.
Nice. Clap it up for the boy.
To one degree, the thing that needed to be fixed is handled and taken care of. It is drivable again. I'll put it that way. But with that comes absolutely horrific, like, neck and trap pain across the neckline, right where your collar sits. And I'm battling right now through this podcast, so everybody, you're welcome.
Dude, T's and P's. Just T's and
I'm in shambles. Right, I'm in absolute shambles. But before we talk about the whip, before we talk about all of our misfortunes, let's talk about something that will turn that luck around, and that's our awesome merch partners at PHI Apparel Company, the best merch in the game that will have you standing out in the crowd, no matter what team you're supporting, no matter what podcast on the Underground Sports Philadelphia Podcast Network you're supporting, because that is the home to our exclusive podcast merch. And you can rep the Phillies, the Sixers, the Flyers, the Union, and of course, all of our podcasts on the network, and stand out in the crowd no matter where you're going, whether it's down to Citizens Bank Park, the Wells Fargo Center, and of course, you know, just hanging out at home with your friends, with your family, going out to the bar. PHI Apparel Company will have people asking you, yo, where'd you get that merch? And you tell them PHI Apparel Company is the place to do it. Go to phiapparel.co, fill up your cart, get all the goodies you need, especially your Underground Sports Philadelphia podcast merch, shirts, hoodies. You know, I know the warmer weather is here for right now, but you still need a hoodie from time to time. And they are the most comfortable hoodies that you can put on your body, as confirmed by myself and Pitts and Ben Pirro and Stephen McAvoy.
I have that.
Matt, Dom, Dylan, they all have the hoodies. They are absolutely perfect. PHIapparel.co. And when you go to checkout, use code underground for 10% off your merch orders. It is the most effective and direct way to monetarily support us when you get your merch. PHIapparel.co, code underground, 10% off your order. And when you get your merch, tag us in the post. We'll repost it. We'll retweet it. I'm sure PHI Apparel Company will as well. So get your merch, phiapparel.co, and use code underground for 10% off your merch orders. So yeah, I was having car trouble when you were here. We were obviously...
Yeah, tell the story. Stranded. Top to yeah. bottom.
So top to bottom. From the top, I want to say probably like close to a month now. It's closing in on a month ago.
You waited a month?
No. Like, from the time it, by the time this got fixed to.
Okay, I'll let you start before I ask the question.
Like, it'll get there.
Okay.
It's probably less. I'm just ballparking.
All right, I'm seated.
Long story short, I hit a deer on my way home from getting gas. Because I had wings. So this happened the Tuesday before, so it was probably March 26th. It's been like
two and a half weeks. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
A month probably happened March 26th or around that time. That week it happened. I hit a deer. First time I ever hit a deer. It's a terrifying experience. 10 out of 10. Do not recommend. I will see that deer in hell, and we will throw down. It fucked up my bumper. It fucked up my hood of my car. And, you know, shit happens. And you got places to go. You still got to drive. I was still driving. Check engine light. Turns on eventually. And I'm like, shit, okay. Try to call mechanic. Mechanic, not around. Unavailable. all right, we got to keep it pushing. We got places to go, things to do. We're feeling okay still. Pitsy comes to town. We got to bring Pitts back and forth to Philadelphia for WrestleMania weekend. Friday night, SmackDown is going on this past Friday. And I go up to Philly, park in the Xfinity Live parking lot. Don't know how long it's going to take Pitsy to get out of the Wells Fargo Center. So I'm waiting, turn the car off so the battery doesn't die. Pitsy comes out probably like 15 minutes later, which is like fine, normal. It's like, all right, cool, let's ride. Try to start car doesn't start. And I'm like, what the fuck? Tried to start it like three different times, didn't start. And I knew it wasn't the battery because all the lights on the dashboard turned on. And that's how you can kind of tell that your battery is fine, is when the lights turn on, you're good to go. So I was like, what are we going to do? We're calling places because I got that Geico roadside assistance shout out. No free shout outs.
They deserve it at this point.
Well, I pay for that shit, so it's not a free shout out.
It ain't free.
it ain't free. But we're looking, and I'm like calling my mom, who was in New York at the time, like 11 times. Granted, this is like 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing she didn't answer at first. We get it.
Totally CFO. Understand.
We get it.
I'm texting people that I know that are close friends, trying to see if they're around because I don't know what's going to happen. Fast forward about an hour and 15, hour and 20 into us being in Philly stranded. I'm like, let me just try and start this thing one more time before we actually like full send, get this towed somewhere in Philly, and then we're stuck here for hours on end.
I was prepared to sleep at the Wells Fargo, by the way. Like
car starts. And I'm like, Pitts, get in. And you're like,
I was panicking. Well, because I was having my own little prayer circle right outside.
But you're like shook, like trying to like realize what happened and then trying to open the door. And I'm like, let's go.
I was like, I heard an engine go and I was full send into the car.
So it was hilarious. We get in, we go, and I'm like, let's just get us home safe. That's all I care about. We'll get this towed somewhere in the morning. We are like 2 seconds from turning onto my road. And Pitts is like, do you smell that? And I'm like, oh yeah, I smell it. Let's go.
I was terrified. At this point, I was like, there's no shit we're going to Wawa.
Burning smell. And I'm just like, well, fuck. Get it towed next. Well, no, I waited the weekend.
No.
CFO Margie was coming home from New York. So we were like, all right.
Couldn't drive me to Mania. Couldn't drive me.
So then Saturday, we're like on the fly trying to figure out how are we going to get Pitts to Philly because I have no car. CFO Margie's not home until later Saturday. And luckily, Christian, our guy, uh-huh, the Wiz, texted back after I texted him that night before. I was like, you just missed me with this text. And I was like, well, I didn't need you last night, thankfully, but might need you now. Fast forward, Christian ends up driving you to Philly, and you meet Christian for the first time, your intern.
I met my intern at one point here. That's how long we've been here.
He was now a full-time creator with the company.
As he should. The wizard. I mean, dude, that's a champ right there. Christian helped me out. I had to Uber to Rowan. And
call the alma mater.
The Rowan alma mater. Had to go there. And I'm stuck in a line of traffic. Pretty much, I'm pretty sure it was because they had some sort of event there. And I just decide, pull an audible, tell the Uber driver, let me out here. I pull a 180 and go to the other side of the road. Christian pulls up like a side, like literally a scene out of a movie. And I get in and I'm just like, my first interaction with this man is him driving me to pretty much my Super Bowl, which it is bigger than.
Which he texted me. I got to find it here. Because it is very funny what he said. He said, my drive with Pat. Drive to a different spot to pick him up due to the traffic. Stop so he can get some Zins and a Celsius. No free ads, no free shout-outs. Drop him off. He left the sunglasses and half-drunk Celsius in my car.
I forgot the Celsius. I was more pissed about the Celsius than I was the glasses.
No free ads, but Celsius, if you want to come through and sponsor the boys.
Yeah, come through. I had to get my hydration in. I was a little peeved about that. But holy shit. And then Margie saves the day and gets us at the night because you don't have your car.
She was in rare form that night.
Bro, I'm not out. I'm not kidding you. It is a bigger
turd things.
It is a bigger event than the Super Bowl. I will go on. I will take this to the grave that it is a bigger event than the Super Bowl because you saw it. You are not a wrestling fan. You do not have this bias. You just lived it. And you saw the madness and chaos that ensued after both nights of WrestleMania.
Yeah, night one was way worse than night two, in my opinion.
Way worse. Way worse.
Absolute chaos. We get you through WrestleMania. I get car towed Monday morning.
Okay. We
come through, do everything. It's at the shop. Have to bring you back Tuesday. Shout out to my Uncle Dan, the GOAT, comes through.
He's a
and peep. He comes and lends his vehicular services to us. And he was like, I don't know where I'd be going anyway, so you can drive. Get to drive his car for the second time in my life, which was a doozy of a time. And sure, I may not be the biggest car guy, but I learned this week how cruise control actually works.
You'll learn something new. You'll learn something new.
Keep the foot off the pedal a little bit. Stretch the ankle out.
Yeah, I don't know how to do it. So
it was nice to learn now because now I know. So we get you to the train station. And then we went and got some sandwiches. I got a nice little cheesesteak with some Keeper Sharp. Shout out Stevie Mack. And then I go to pick up car yesterday. We're recording this on Wednesday. So Tuesday. Special teams, special plays, special players. Shout out Sketch. And my mom picks me up on her lunch break from substituting to bring me to go get my car, pay for it. Car is over $800 to fix. Your boy needed a new radiator. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, when they say 800. And then we dropped the card down. And I was like, oh, God, I wanted to throw up. But I try to drive by my mom when we're leaving. Check engine light is flashing now. And I'm driving, and it's going like 2 miles an hour. And my RPM gauge is going up to like 3.5. And I'm like, something ain't right here. So I turn around real quick. And they're like, oh, it's one of the coils. We got to order it. It'll only take like a half hour. And I'm like, all right, that's cool. Because Tuesday, I had to call a baseball game for Vineland High School, my first game of the spring season.
I saw
So, fast forward 2.5 hours later. Not a half hour, 2.5 hours later. They put this in, and I start driving, and about like quarter of the way through the drive, same thing starts happening. I'm like, I can't turn around and afford to sit there any longer. I need to get home.
Mm-hmm.
So I drive my car home in this condition, and it is the most terrifying thing I have ever done in a vehicle. And whenever I tried to stop or was like at a red light or behind somebody, the car would shake like a death trap, like rattling. Like
this.
And I'm like, this is not okay. This is not okay. I would have set the over under at like times I felt like I was going to die at about 3.5.
Oof.
It was terrifying. So, shout out to manager of the talent, self proclaimed, my sister. She takes me to the baseball game and picks me up. And then they come to my house this morning to do everything. Car is now drivable again. Thank goodness.
Thank it has been Lord.
A fucking nightmare, and I will see that deer in hell, and we will throw hands like Kangaroo Jack, and it will be a throwdown for the ages in a fucking hell in a cell.
Dude, fucking hands. Give him one of those. Give him one of...
Let me at him.
Right there, right? Left hook.
Fucking piece of Jesus. Shit.
Dude, that is just fucking nonsense. That's absurd.
And
in fact, you ought to go through that.
That's over. But now I have neck pain that has been driving me crazy all day today. And I'm sure it stems from the stress of everything going on with my car. So here we are battling through. And took a muscle relaxer and it knocked me out like they do. And
it's the best, isn't it?
Still hurts so like a bitch, but hopefully some more sleep, some more rest calms this shit down because it hurts like a mofo. And I got to call a lacrosse game on Thursday when you guys are listening to this. So here we go. Dude,
you should get a neck brace. Next show.
Roll up like Bobby Petrino.
Bobby, yeah. So dude, that'd be fucking awesome. You need to do something like that. Imagine you on a muscle relaxer, like calling a baseball game. I actually couldn't think of anything more soothing. That sounds frightful to a lot of people.
Here's a 3-2. What happened? But yeah, called the baseball game. Arguably one of my best broadcasts I've had ever. Which was a lot of fun, but yeah, now we're here. And Pitts, you just gave yourself an excuse to come back to HQ because you left some things, and
yeah, you.
I think you were trying to page for your AirPods. They were going off today when I was down
there. Were they really?
Yeah, it was like making a noise, and I was like, oh, he must be doing the Find My AirPods.
I didn't page it because you said that to me. I'm like, I read it quick, like, did you leave your AirPods here? And I'm like, yes, I 1000% did. I knew it as soon as we hopped on the highway. But I didn't page it. And the worst part about it is, as if you open the case, you can only see that there's one AirPod. And it's because your boy took his own little bit of muzzle relaxers before his trip and took a giant nap. And when I awoke from my slumber, I'm a bear. I wake up very...
It's like Jose Alvarado.
Yeah,
I'm a grizzly bear.
I'm very bombastic when I wake up. And my arm hit the AirPods and they fell. So I couldn't find it. And then I told you pre-recording, the TV Alpha is broken a little bit.
Oh,
I'm
no!
I'm not happy.
It's broken!
Broken! And then, so I go over to check it out and try to fix it. And what do I see staring at me dead in the face is my left AirPod. Now he literally just flipped it to double birds. And I was like, you suck. I need you so bad. I needed you in Philly. But whatever. We ride. We ride. We figured it out.
That was that story, which all roads lead to Philadelphia, baby.
He is not your champion.
Cody Rhodes, people's champ, Philadelphia's champ.
Dude, you're taking another championship away from Georgia, from Atlanta. Exactly. Haven't the Falcons gone through enough?
Fuck the Braves.
That I'll agree with.
Fuck the social team of the NLL team right now because we're in a feud.
Oh, you were feuding? Who are you with?
Oh, yeah, the social team of the NLL team that lives in Georgia because they don't follow OTB on Twitter, but they...
What is that?
They like the tweet about them not following us.
That sucks.
They know we exist. They acknowledged us.
They acknowledge your tribal chief?
They acknowledge that we exist. So we're in a beef with the social team that anytime DJ accidentally says their name, I put in the SpongeBob dolphin noise in the pod.
Fuck yeah. I won't even say it.
They're unlike the San Diego Seals. Shout out to them.
Shout out them.
We'll talk about more of that on OTB, but shout out to the Seals. The crossover listeners of this show to OTB, big things.
They get it. They
on get the episode it. This week. Nonetheless, it was quite the weekend, and I heard John Clark, who works for NBC 10 here in Philly and hosts a podcast that he just gets the biggest name guest known to man because he's Johnny Airport. He's the guy that I was telling you about.
Johnny
Airport, whenever a new guy comes to town, he's the first one at the airport there. And it's crazy. He said that WrestleMania is projected to bring in $500 to $600 million for the city of Philadelphia in terms of revenue, which is insane to think about and like conceptualize in your brain.
See, and I'm glad that I exposed this world to you a little bit because that number sounds so fugazi, but you were there. You may not have been there for the event and whatnot, like the wrestling fan itself, but you were affected by it to the point where you can open your eyes and say, oh shit, like, yeah, I totally could see that. Like, it's a very much a benefit to have in your city. And I kind of give Philly, not kind of, I do give Philly a lot of credit for how you guys lay out your sports arenas and venues. And not a lot of cities could be able to do what you guys were able to do because of that. And, you know, I think that's what also made it a little bit more special and, you know, easier for them to get the numbers that they did because of the accessibility. I mean, even though SmackDown and the and Raw and the other stuff were at the Wells Fargo and WrestleMania was at the Link, I mean, you walk across the street. Like, you literally walk across the street. And then their WWE World, yeah, it's not at the sports complex, but it was right at the convention center, which, shout out SEPTA. I'm a big fan of SEPTA.
Follow pod. I wanted to get your initial reaction on film when we were here, but give people your rundown and your first experience, your first-hand experience of your first SEPTA rides.
So the SEPTA to me, I mean, it's a train. Okay, let's just put it. It's very
subway. It's our version of like the New York City
subway, train, tomato, potato. You're just riding a train. So I like that element of it where, you know, the same social cues follow. I like that. But what made me like it a lot more is that you gave me, I won't say vague, I'll give you credit. They were not vague directions, but they were just spoken directions. You know, you didn't type it out, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I followed it pretty well to the point where Sarah and I didn't get lost. And for anyone in a new city, and especially her too, thank God she did have the champ, but someone could get lost on that. Cause you were saying words to me. I'm like, that's a stop. I would never like, cause it was, you know, hyphen words. I'm like, wouldn't that be too soft? But then you just, oh, it's there. Okay. Boom. And it's a lot easier to ride than the MBTA up here. So in my book, like I had no issues with it.
SEPTA is a lifesaver. Like,
seriously.
In so many occasions, like, I need SEPTA to sponsor this podcast. Like, I need oxygen to breathe because the amount of times I take that thing when I'm in Philly to go certain places and to just get around the city is a lifesaver. It's a godsend. And it's one of those things that, like, I've been to Boston. I've been to these cities that don't have a true, like, full-on transportation system like that, like in New York, like a Philly. It's a game changer and get you places in instant moments. Like, the ride from NRG to where you guys had to go for WWE World was like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Dude, and honestly, it was, you don't so have easy to pay to park, you don't have to deal with the traffic in the city. And it's so smooth and easy to navigate. But yeah, I love the SEPTA.
Bro,
so chill.
So it was so nice. And it took us to Wale Mania too. Greatest party. That was full of shenanigans.
I still don't know what happened there.
That was my most shenanigans filled event I've ever been to. Aren't you happy we got VIP seats though?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. This is why you follow me. This is why I know things.
But yeah, we have some footage coming out from the first day of WrestleMania weekend. That'll be up on the YouTube channel in the next week or so. And it was quite the time. It was a draining weekend. This was like a PLL weekend on crack.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Like, PLL weekends are fun. They are loaded with, like, you got to be places and everything. But this was like, this was a time.
it's a wrestling event. This is why I love professional wrestling. It is something unlike anything else.
To which Cody Rhodes is going to hang the banner at the Link.
Thank you so much. I hate you.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Also, shout out CM Punk.
Yes.
Another Philly guy.
I'll take it.
He's stand Philly by proxy.
It's in his name. Do you know what his real name is?
No.
It's Phil Brooks. It's in the name.
He's Philly Punk. He's Philly by proxy, and he has a piece of connection in this company's lore. So, like, he's hashtag our guy.
CM Punk is absolutely our guy, especially after what I just fucking watched on AEW. That's my dog.
But yeah, let's shift a little bit to some baseball talk. It is brought to you by our awesome pals over at FOCO, the leaders in forever collectibles, from those awesome overalls you guys saw me wearing during the postseason last year to the shortalls that I have to get my hands on. Our good friend Brooke got her shortalls from FOCO and said they fit even better than the overalls do. Like she said, the overalls fit great. These fit even better. And I'm like, okay, I need them. I saw some videos that FOCO was posting of other creators and partners of theirs. Them shortalls let the thighs breathe. And we got to let the thighs breathe long, baby. Let them breathe.
Facts, dude. Let these thighs breathe. We need it.
Show a little skin for people, you know? Let them out. Let the calves breathe. Let the thighs breathe. And FOCO's letting you do that. Plus, they got awesome apparel, awesome collectibles. The bobbleheads are elite. You guys know about a couple months ago, we ordered our Jason Kelce Mummers bobblehead that'll be in the studio when it finally ships because it was a pre-order. That'll be on the shelves back here once it comes. But FOCO is the best. Click the link in the description to check out all the forever collectibles that they have, from officially licensed collectibles from the NFL, the NBA, NHL, MLB, Entertainment World, college football, college basketball, WWE, and much, much more. Click that link in the description, and shout out to our friends at FOCO for sponsoring the podcast. I forget how much on the last episode, if at all, if we talked about the City Connect block party.
We did.
It was great. It was great. We're working on some things.
Yeah. You talk about Kruk.
Yeah, Kruk was great. Milt Thompson was awesome.
Milt Thompson, yes.
Mr. Middleton, John Middleton was great.
Sir Middleton.
And the City Connect jerseys are debuting this Friday under the lights at CBP.
Oh.
And they're going to look beautiful. I can't wait to see them. And the Phillies have been sending out the influencer boxes to the big name people, which, like, one day I will be on that list. One day the Phillies will send me the influencer box that includes artwork from our good pal and friend of the program, Dewani. It looks awesome. They sent her one, and she got her own jersey, which is sweet. One day the Phillies will be sending your boy the influencer care package, but I can't wait to see the City Connect jerseys. And the Phils win another series. They go to St. Louis, Pitsy, take 2 out of 3 from the Redbirds, and they go 4-2 on this road trip. And it is the first winning road trip for the Fightin' Phils to open the season since 2011.
Yes, yes, we did it. We manifested it, and it happened. We love when that great type success of shit happens. We love when that type
first
of shit
first winning
happens
road trip to open the season since 2011. And you know what happened the last time we did that back in 2011? The Phillies won 102 games.
What?
Won 102 games. Last time that there was a solar eclipse, full solar eclipse. 2008, Phillies won the World Series.
What?
Another time that there was a full solar eclipse, 1980, the Phillies won the World Series.
What?
Last time there was an earthquake and a solar eclipse.
Wait, what?
The things, the math is mathing.
Bruv, what?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me this one.
Oh, yeah. Birds are winning the bowl, Phils are winning. Phils are winning the World Series. Dewani said it. After everything that happened from 2022 to last year, capped off with Cody Rhodes losing at WrestleMania 39, he won WrestleMania 40. And Dewani quote tweeted herself and said, "All my teams are winning championships."
Everyone's winning.
Everyone's winning.
Everything's
coming up Philly.
I don't.
Another reason that Cody Rhodes is a Philadelphia champion.
Oh my God! All roads lead to Philly. All roads lead to Philly.
I'll get you next time, He-Man.
Still one of my favorite things. It's so funny.
Bills get the win, though. Aaron Nola goes six innings on Wednesday afternoon. Gave up two home runs, which wasn't ideal, but the Phillies survive and advance, and then they are now coming home and start a four-game series against the Pittsburgh Pirates, who are off to a phenomenal start this year, so it's not going to be a pushover of an early season series against the Pirates. They're going to have to be on their A game. It's going to be one of those things that this will show a little bit of fortitude, a little bit of guts. You're coming back home after a six-game road trip. Show out for your home crowd. You know, you've won two games at home this year. Go out and string some wins together at home, and I'll feel real good as we hit the midway mark of April. But I love that everyone is coming around and finally realizing, Pat, that Brandon Marsh is very fucking good at baseball.
Wasn't that my player too?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Like, the dude just mashes the ball. He's hitting so well this year, and it's so nice to see because the Phils need some offense. And if this motherfucker's going to do it, they need someone to do it.
I'm going to pull up this tweet I saw earlier today because it really personifies how well Brandon Marsh, like, how good of a player he is. So Ryan Spader tweeted this. He said, imagine a player with Juan Soto's batting average, Mike Trout's on base percentage, and Bryce Harper's slugging percentage. Well, that's Philly's Brandon Marsh, known superstar. He is only about a year older than Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Fernando Tatis Jr., with whom he stacks up favorably over their last 162 games played.
Interesting.
You tell me what you would rather have on your team. Fernando Tatis Jr., 25 years old, 99 days. That's how old he is. His slash lines here. 257, 319, 454. Not bad. Vladdy Jr., 25 years old and 25 days, so just recently turned 25. Jealous. Slash line of 256, 337, 435. Power hitting first baseman. Makes sense. Brandon Marsh, 26 years old, 114 days. Slash line. 287, 370, 473.
Yeah, I'm taking Marsh.
His 843 OPS over his last 162 games played tops the likes of the following players: Bobby Witt Jr.,
what?
Marcus Semien,
what?
Adolis Garcia,
what?
Christian Yelich,
what?
Jose Ramirez,
what?
Luis Robert Jr.,
what?
Gunnar Henderson,
what?
Alex Bregman.
Oh, my God. What?
Michael Harris II.
Oh, geez. What?
Bo Bichette.
Bo Bichette. Nothing but net.
Adley Rutschman. Ooh. Julio Rodriguez. Randy Arozarena.
Hey.
Manny Machado. Paul Goldschmidt. The aforementioned Fernando Tatis Jr. Francisco Lindor. The aforementioned Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Xander Bogaerts. Nolan Arenado, Carlos Correa, and George Springer.
What? That's insane. Again,
that 287, 370, 473 slash line is essentially Juan Soto's batting average of 287, Mike Trout's on base percentage of 365, and Bryce Harper's slugging percentage of 475 over their last 162 games played.
That's
Brandon Marsh is a goddamn star and should be playing every day, bro.
We need to launch him to the moon.
Well, he's launching homers to the moon.
There it is. There it is. Dude, he's a stud. Like this, I called him from the get-go. I called him the start. I knew it from the beginning
that when we traded for him. I knew it when I saw the beard.
That's like a sweet beard.
We're beard bros. I love Brandon Marsh with my entire fiber of my being.
I love, yeah.
And I need him on this podcast so we can bark together.
I would love to bark with Brandon Marsh.
I made a reference on the Vineland broadcast because the Vineland boys dugout, they were barking at one of their players when he's up to bat. And I was like, the Vineland dugout barking like they're Brandon Marsh.
Nice.
He's so good, man. He's so good. And I don't care that like he's a left-handed hitter. You don't sit him against lefties right now. He's hitting against lefties. He's hitting against righties. He's so good and should be playing every single day.
I only think you should be sitting a batter of the opposite, like facing the opposite pitcher, if they're hitting under like 225, Like, other than that, if they're hitting the ball well and they're consistently getting on base, it doesn't matter if the pitcher's a righty or lefty, you got to send him up there. And this dude is just crushing it this entire season. I don't see why not.
He's been so good, and I just love being right about these Phillies players that are young.
Isn't it nice?
We called it about Alec Boehm in 2020. Yeah, we called it about Bryson Stott. We've called it about Brandon Marsh now. Like, it just feels good to be right.
It feels really good to be right. It's vindication. It's
an amazing feeling. I was right even before we started this podcast in 2018. I was right about Aaron Nola being a superstar pitcher for this team. I was right about Rhys Hoskins. I know prospects. I know young talent.
Kyle, some might say you know ball.
I know ball.
You know ball.
You guys know that, like you should know this by now. Baseball is my blood. Like, I live and breathe baseball. And when I recognize talent, I know if it's going to be short-term talent or long-term talent. I always knew about Brandon Marsh, and he's so fucking good, and it's very funny watching people finally catch on to that.
It's very nice to see that.
When we've known from the jump. And it's very rare that a trade works out for both teams in baseball, and the Brandon Marsh trade has certainly worked out for both teams because Logan Ohapi's playing extremely well for the Angels. Brandon Marsh is playing extremely well for the Phillies. And they're both going to be cornerstones for their respective teams now for years to come. And I just love that I was right about Brandon Marsh.
It's nice to see. It's nice to be vindicated. And I've been listening
vindicated.
To you for how long.
I am selfish. I am wrong.
What?
Right, I'm right. I swear I'm right. Swear I knew it all along. And I am fly.
I don't know it.
You don't know that song?
What is the name?
Vindicated.
That's tough.
Oh, hold on. We're gonna do this for the people, so Pat knows what I'm talking about. Do you feel vindicated?
I do feel vindicated because that's a song that pops up in my shuffle I don't know the song, but I just like jamming out. Yeah. Okay.
That's one of those like you're driving in the car and you just start belting that song.
Oh, I could see that.
That hook just down. I am vindicated. You're fucking belting.
Hand on the wheel, 10 and 2, just
fucking banging on the wheel. It's the best. It's the best. But yeah, I feel vindicated. I feel great about it. Always knew, was always right. And it feels good that I know ball about the daycare of the Philadelphia Phillies. Pitsy, you want to get to your favorite segment?
Fuck yeah.
The MLB run differentials brought to you by our pals over at FOCO. We'll start with the NL East. The Braves are in first place in the NL East, then the Fightin' Phils, the Washington Nationals, the New York Mets, and the 1-11 Miami Marlins. Only one team with positive run differential so far still. It is those Atlanta Braves who are 7-3. Pitsy, what do you have the run differential at?
Braves, I'm going with plus 13. Wait, no, it's plus 20 something. Plus 23.
Plus 26.
Oh, so close.
So close.
I knew it was in the 20s last time.
They've scored 69 nice runs. Then we go to the 6-6 Philadelphia Phillies. Everyone else is negative, so they're in the negative, but we're slowly digging.
Negative 9.
So close to another hit. Minus 8.
Oh! God, I'm pretty good at this game. I like this game. I like guessing numbers.
The 5-7 stolen franchise Washington Nationals.
Oh. Minus 15.
You're so close. Minus 14.
Oh, dude! Oh, man.
The LOL New York Mets at 4-7.
All right, I'm going.
This was a buzzer. This was a dinger for you last episode. You got it right on the head.
Oh, I say, yeah. What was it? 20 negative 27 when I said
it was minus 13.
When I said that, yeah. So yeah. They played what? One series, two series?
Well, I'll give you a little hint. They got rained out as we record this on Wednesday.
Okay, I am gonna go with minus 16.
Still minus 13 for the.
Oh, they did. Okay. All right. I was thinking they could win. Whatever.
And then the 1-11 Miami Marlins.
Oh, dude. Minus 31.
So close. Minus 33.
Dude, I am.
One.
This is why
you're locked in.
Locked in.
Looking around the rest of Major League Baseball, the Pirates and Cubs both have the best in the NL Central at plus 19, but the Pirates are 9-3. The Cubs are 7-4. The Brewers at 7-3 have a plus 12. The Reds have a plus 5. The St. Louis Cardinals have a minus 5. And then in the NL West, just two teams in the positives, the 10-5 Dodgers with a plus 13 and the 6-7 Arizona Diamondbacks at a plus 17. The Colorado Rockies are at a minus 35, which is the worst in baseball.
What's that again?
Minus 35.
Oh, good to know that that's the worst. Okay.
Marlins not far behind at minus 33, but Rockies still holding on to that one. The AL East, the New York Yankees at 10-2 have a plus 18. Your Red Sox at 7-4, but a lot of injuries the past couple days for the boys.
Dude, someone ain't finishing their story this season. I'll tell you that much.
They're at a plus 20. The Orioles, who just called up Matt Holliday's son, and I feel extremely old.
Yeah, dude, what? Like, I saw a clip of this, and I didn't get the like, it was actually his son. That's I just thought it was his son, and it was a big deal. Like, is he that good?
He's the number one prospect in all of baseball.
Oh, then that makes sense. Okay,
and he's only 20 years old.
Oh, shit. Okay, because I saw it was Jacob Holliday. I'm like, oh, Matt Holliday's son, LOL, and then just kept scrolling, and
he's
I
didn't know he's number one.
What position did he play?
Shortstop.
Damn right. All right. Yeah.
See, this is how you know he's good. He's wearing Cal Ripken Sr.'s number. Which the number the number 7 has not been worn by any Orioles player since 1988.
Cal Ripken Sr. was 7 and Junior was 8. That's pretty cool. I love Cal Ripken Jr.
But yeah, he's wearing number 7, which Cal Ripken Sr. wore. And nobody has worn it since 1988, which is like how you know this kid is like legit.
It's like when someone weighs 0.
Yeah. Like, the Rays at minus 11, the Blue Jays at minus 17, the Cleveland Guardians at a plus 34, leading the way in the American League as a whole.
Holy shit.
Detroit Tigers at an even Steven, Jerry. They're at a 0. The Kansas City Royals at plus 20, Minnesota Twins at minus 9, and the Chicago White Sox at minus 28. And then the Texas Rangers, the only team in the AL West with a positive run differential. They're 6-5 and have a plus 17 differential. The Angels at minus 10. The Mariners at minus 21. The Oakland A's at minus 19. And the basement dwellers of the AL West right now, 4-8 at an even Steven, Jerry. 0 for those trash can banging Houston Astros.
How is that possible? No, like that. Like how? Okay, like, this is my biggest question with the run differential. And like, if you are the worst, well,
they're truly even, Steven, because they've scored 50 and given up. They're 50-50, Jerry.
How is that possible, though? Like you're that, and how you're that bad in your division in baseball, but your run differential is even. So if you shouldn't you be even?
They're hitting well, but they're not pitching well. That's what that tells me.
Okay.
That's what run differential tells me. It's like you're scoring runs, but you're also giving up the amount of runs you're scoring. Your pitching's not doing their job.
Fair.
But also it could be your pitching is doing enough and your hitting's not coming through. But with a 50-50, it's telling me they're giving up more runs than they should be.
50, yes. Like legit 50-50. Yeah, I agree.
And just to check in on the road to 1,000 runs surrendered, the Rockies now at 89 runs given up.
Jesus, we are only 2 weeks into the season.
They could be at like, they could give up 200 runs by the end of the month.
At this
that's
pace,
kind of what they're on pace to do.
No, at this pace, yeah, 1,000% can. Huh.
That's crazy.
That is wild.
So there is your NL East and MLB run differentials, and we'll check in on the Platinum Plunk because, Pitsy, we've got a new leader in the clubhouse. Alone at the top of the standings.
Nice.
Andrés Giménez from your Cleveland Guardians, now all alone at the top of being plunked 5 times.
Five times.
Plunk. One. Two, three, four, five lungs. Andrés Giménez with five hit by pitches so far this season, leading the way in all of Major League Baseball. Right behind him is Mark Canha, Brendan Donovan, and Ramon Laureano, all with four, and then a whole bunch of dudes with three, including Chris Bryant, Freddie Freeman, Nico Hoerner, Ryan Jeffers, Matt Wallner, Jesse Winker, all with three. And then looking team-wise for your Philadelphia Phillies, scrolling down here because it went by alphabetical order, we've got – I didn't stay on the hit-by-pitch thing, so that would help if I did that. This makes for great podcasting. Let's just go here and see if we can find the thing here. So, yeah, the Guardians also team-wise still leading the way with 14. Which your Philadelphia Philly right now with the most hit-by-pitches is probably still Johan Rojas, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think Rojas was one. For sure.
Let's see here. Subscribe to the pod while I'm
looking. Yeah, up. Chill out. Yes, chill. Subscribe to the pod and all that as we try to find the leader of the Platinum Plunk for the Phils.
Yep, it's Johan Rojas, still the only player to be hit by a pitch this season for the Fighting Phils. But yeah, leader in the clubhouse, Andrés Giménez with five That's times crazy. In 2 weeks is nuts.
That is nuts. It's like the hunting.
And the Cleveland Guardians at 14 as a team.
We should give a team Platinum Plunk.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, we gotta represent the team because you're just eating balls at that point.
Pause.
Damn it. Like, I just... Okay. You're right.
But there's your Platinum Plunk standings, your NL East and MLB run differentials. Let's shift to the basketball hardwood. Funny word to use there after you said taking balls.
Everything's just hard.
You know, it's not hard. Using the Kenny Finder. Shout out to our pals at Kenwood Beer.
There we go. That's how you segue.
The official beer partner of Underground Sports Philadelphia. It's a refreshing light beer, just 4.1% ABV, only 120 calories, just 8 grams of carbs. Go to kenwoodbeer.com and use the Kenny Finder to see who's got Kenny's on tap in the Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, New Jersey, and Maryland areas. You can also go to the Kenwood Beer storefront on their website to check out the awesome pint glasses they have for sale, the apparel. They're the best, and you can also get Kenny's at your local liquor store in those markets that I mentioned. Got to be 21 or older to do so, and of course, please drink responsibly. Shout out to Kenwood Beer for sponsoring the show. Sixers on a 6-game winning streak, Patty Pitts.
You like to see it.
It's unreal what Joel Embiid's presence does for this team.
That shot he hit as he was falling.
Crazy.
That was one of the most.
That looked like a cartoon.
That was something out of 2K. He just threw that motherfucker up and just hoped it went in.
That looked like a cartoon. It was unreal.
Just foiling.
Sixers right now are the 7 seed. So in the play-in, but they are a game behind the Pacers with a very important game coming up on Friday against the Orlando Magic, which could pole vault them further up the standings because they're only a game and a half behind the Magic. They're only 2 games behind the Cavaliers. They're only 2.5 games behind the Knicks. I don't know if they can catch the Knicks. No, they could. The Knicks have 3 games left. The Sixers only have 2, so could still catch the Knicks in the standings if the Knicks lose out the rest of the way and the Sixers win out the rest
Most
of the way.
Likely. Most
which
likely.
Which would be great. So the Sixers still somehow, some way have a shot at the 3 seed. But, I mean, right now, you're in the play-in. You would play the Hawks in the play-in, and the Hawks, not a good team. You should be able to steamroll them and secure the 7 seed if you have to go that route, and then you're opening up against arguably the most tumultuous team in the NBA in the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, you could have just said the team Doc Rivers is coaching, and it would have been
that too.
That would have sufficed. Any team.
I'm starting to fully believe that Patrick Beverley is just a Trojan horse, super spy who infiltrated the Milwaukee Bucks to lead to their downfall.
He'd get a ring if you guys won, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That's an absolute Trojan horse move. You have Doc Rivers and Pat Bev there. Dude, this is sabotage at its finest. Are you kidding me?
Oh, it's beautiful. And then if you end up getting to the sixth seed, you play the Knicks without Julius Randle.
Which you should sweep. I'm sorry, but like who on the Knicks right now is better and can, like, when you match up.
You just got to handle Jalen Brunson.
That's what was the one name that came to mind, but like, what position is he again?
So point, I get guard. This. Point guard, shooting guard.
Yeah, so then you just put Maxey on him. Mm-hmm. You just, yeah, that's
Kyle Lowry defensively.
He is good defensively.
Nova on Nova.
I forget that Kyle Lowry went to Nova.
He's
I
from Philly. Him.
Is he? Oh, you mentioned that. Okay. Damn. Yeah, he's a shutdown defender. Why not? I could see thick. That.
That boy has a dump truck.
Dude, fatty dumpy on Lowry. It's insane. You just got to back that thing up.
Thick, imagine like four C's.
Dude, that should be – he should be posting up. I don't know what we're doing with all that ass back there.
Shout out Kyle Lowry. He's probably never coming on this podcast now.
No, I was not.
But yeah, things are looking good for the Sixers right now. You got the Magic and the Nets to end the season, and those should be winnable games for you. And we'll see how, you know, things shake out in the playoffs. But they've won six straight, which is huge, I think, for just this team's overall confidence heading into the playoffs. And they've got guys playing extremely well. They asked, I forget who it was that asked Ricky Council IV if he would participate in the dunk contest next year, and he said, yes, I'm going to be an all-star anyway, so I'll be there. Love the confidence.
That's confidence at love its finest. It. Wheelbarrowing. I mean,
Sixers always destined to have three all-stars anyway. So love that. And I also love that right now on certain sports books, the second best odds to draft Bronny are the 76ers.
Are you serious?
It's the Lakers and then the Sixers.
Dude, I could.
It's gonna be one hell of a summer.
Dude, are we gonna be on Bronny watch this summer or this spring?
We've been on LeBron watch on this podcast before. Year one of this podcast, we were on LeBron watch. Myself, Matt, and Dom were literally here the night free agency opened, and we're waiting because we had gotten the Woj bomb that the LeBron James's team met with the Sixers. And it was like,
oh, yeah,
it's happening. Everybody stay calm. And he goes to the Lakers. And it was like, it basically had the meeting to tell them, like, you're out of the running.
That was it. Yeah, essentially. Yeah.
And it was just like, what the fuck? And we recorded an instant reaction podcast that night. But like, we were ready. We were ready for LeBron to Philly, which could happen this offseason. Who knows?
Bronny on the Sixers is I think that's what we need.
We draft Bronny, LeBron's probably coming here.
Yeah, you know, at least for parents' weekend.
He's like gonna request a trade and
come. No, in a way he would request a trade.
Yeah, he wants to play with Bronny.
Dude, that would be the most absurd duo to have in Philly. Like that would be
Maxey, LeBron. LeBron was always the third star.
God damn.
Think about that, though.
Chris Bosh is the real one.
Superstars that would be in this city.
Yeah, Embiid, you have Saquon,
Maxey,
Embiid,
Jalen Hurts, AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, Saquon.
Yeah, dude.
Bryce Harper.
Harper. No, who am I thinking of? Phillies.
Zach Wheeler, Nola.
No.
Trey Turner.
Yeah, Schwarber. Obviously, can't forget my guy, Kyle from Waltham.
JT.
Removed.
And then
yeah.
LeBron James.
Dude, that's something out of the nonsense galaxy for sure. Like, that's just absolute shenanigans if that happens, which is more than likely not if he gets drafted to the Sixers.
What is LeBron's contract?
No, I think he's like a free agent, not this year, but like next year. I don't think he's a free agent this summer. I'm like 90% sure it's next summer. So 2020.
He signed like a 2-year, $100 million contract with the Lakers.
Yeah, but think of
so he's, that he has out. A player option after this season. This is the final year he's under contract.
Yes, yes. That's smart because now he's a player option wherever Which Bronny would
probably
goes.
Decline.
You would decline
wherever Bronny goes if Bronny decides to go to the NBA because he's maintaining his college eligibility, even though he declared. But then LeBron can do whatever he wants to do, and that would be insane.
That would be wild, like legitimately wild if Bronny gets drafted. And then it's Philly. It could be Philly, Sixers. It could be anywhere. But imagine Bronny getting drafted and then like a week or two later declines the option, signs with that team.
Mm-hmm.
That would blow up the news cycles. Blow them up. Like, I kind of want it though. I kind of want the
Kings. Be nuts to have Bron here.
Yeah, that's an understatement. That is a complete understatement. Be nuts to have Bron here.
Crazy. Also, I know the national championship happened. Shout out to Dead Threads for being our awesome partners throughout the NCAA tournament. I know our winner reached out to us. I will be reaching out very soon. Just have been dealing with the car thing and now the neck thing and figuring that all out. Dude, three of the top five finishers in our bracket challenge that work for this company. CFO Margie finished second. Sarah finished third. DJ finished fourth.
The fuck did I finish? This is bullshit. Why didn't the champ get... I picked UConn to win. The hell is this? I gotta find where...
Insane.
I finished...
The guy that won, though, his name's Kyle.
I finished 26th. Fuck is this? Bottom tier.
It was a rough year for your boy in the bracket challenge, but it was very fun. Shout out to UConn. Shout out to Danny Hurley. New Jersey zone.
Was that another Philly championship?
No, he's North Jersey, but New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
You know, I shout out anybody.
Well, it's the tri-state area.
He's a beast, man. He's such a good coach.
Yeah, dude. I mean, back-to-back national championships. And the way he coaches, too, I'd love to play for him. Matter of fact, you know. Yeah, his pregame or halftime speech where he's like, we're up 40, or we're like, we're not being consistent. I'm like, that's just a coach who just wants to be perfect. And in a college level like that, college basketball where it's so fluctuating, doesn't happen that often. So it's nice to see. So it's very nice.
First back to back champs since University of Florida in 06, 07, or 07, 08. One of
facts.
The
Al Horford. Your favorite guy.
Imagine if they three-peated.
Would that be the first three-peat since UCLA?
I think so.
I haven't seen one in my lifetime.
Be nuts. I mean, there, if there's a team that's capable of doing it, it's UConn.
Yeah.
There's a powerhouse now.
They're a powerhouse.
Which, shout out to Dead Threads. Our winner, you'll be getting the Dead Threads UConn shirt.
Whiskey.
And you can get yours when you go to deadthreads.shop or click the link in the description and use code underground at checkout. You get 10% off your order from our pals at Dead Threads. It is sports meets pop culture meets entertainment, all in an underground aesthetic. Awesome apparel items. They've got some new things in the works that I know are coming soon. I'm excited to see everything they have to offer upcoming, but it is awesome apparel. People are going to question, you know, where'd you get that? It's all Dead Threads. And those dead brackets equal dead threads. We'll be reaching out to the deadest of brackets as well via DM to let you know you're also going to get some Dead Threads apparel. But shout out to our awesome pals at Dead Threads. Click the link in the description. Use code underground for 10% off your orders from our pals at Dead Threads. Last bit here, the Flyers. They probably ain't making the playoffs, Pitts. I know we hinted at it on the last episode, but they are certainly falling way out of playoff contention. They are now behind not only the Islanders, the Capitals, but now the Penguins in the standings. They have lost 8 straight, and I think a lot of the goodwill that they built up this season is going to disappear because of this losing streak.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate.
And it's so sad because they were so hot this year, and they were, it's felt like the cardiac kids type of vibe where they just fought and didn't matter how they were going to get there. They were going to get there, but this team is kind of falling off. I mean, you losing to the Canadians,
9-3 football score.
Dude, that's a goddamn football score. And the Canadians suck. Like, you're losing to bad teams at the worst possible time. That's not a recipe for a good playoff push.
And it doesn't get easier because on Thursday they go to Madison Square Garden to play the Rangers, who will
play the
floor with them. And then you got the Devils and the Capitals both at home to wrap up the regular season. They're not mathematically eliminated, but they are effectively eliminated. They've gone from a 94% chance to make the playoffs down to
4%. 90% gone. That's like, that's a wild drop. That's an insane drop to have.
So, wow. It's not great. Not great for the boys in orange and black, but we'll see what happens. It's going to be a very interesting off season for them when it does eventually get here. And we'll keep our eyes peeled on it, but that's all we got for you guys on this episode. Eagles, I know we said we're going to talk some Eagles. There hasn't been much that's happened. I know there's been some like announced like visits from college players as the draft is about 2 weeks away. I know Fletcher Cox had his retirement press conference, which was awesome. He's the best. And hasn't been much else coming from – oh, the other thing is like the wheels are turning on a Devontae Smith extension, which is
what we it's good.
For, so it's good. Hopefully that comes sooner rather than later. But yeah, make sure you guys are following us on the socials at Underground PHI on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Facebook.com/UndergroundSportsPHI, Twitch.tv/UndergroundSportsPHI. Follow Pitsy on Twitter at Pat_Pitts and at Pitsy35 on Instagram and Threads. Follow me at KBIZZL311 on Twitter and KBIZZLE11 on Instagram and Threads. Subscribe to the damn pod on Apple and Spotify. It really does help us hit new milestones when you guys subscribe on Apple and Spotify. So keep subscribing, be a friend, tell a friend, and leave a 5-star rating and review. Let us know what neighborhood Cody Rhodes is from in Philadelphia. And of course, subscribe to the Underground Sports Philadelphia YouTube channel, youtube.com/@UndergroundSportsPhiladelphia. That's where you get full video episodes of this show twice a week, full video episodes of every show on our network, clips, shorts, live streams, original video content. It is all on our YouTube channel. Leave a comment in the YouTube comment section where Cody Rhodes is from in Philadelphia. And of course, be a friend, tell a friend. Let's get to 800 subscribers before the end of the month. We're 39 away. It's very doable. Let's make that happen. youtube.com/@UndergroundSportsPhiladelphia. Get your merch at phiapparel.co. Use code underground for 10% off your merch orders. And of course, this show is presented by the city of Vineland. And whether you're a company looking to expand, relocate, or you're a new business startup, selecting the right location is critical to your success. Vineland, New Jersey offers both an affordable business location and an excellent quality of life. The city's economic development department is a one-stop source for moving your project through the development and approval process. And their goal is to make this process as smooth as possible and to provide the fastest turnaround times in the region. If you're considering potential locations for your operation, contact the Vineland Economic Development Team at 856-794-4100. That's 856-794-4100. Vineland, New Jersey, where it's always growing season. And big thank you to Security 21 Security Systems and Paul J. Gillespie Incorporated for their continued support of this podcast. This has been episode number 628 of Underground Sports Philadelphia. For Patty Pitts, I'm KB. We'll catch you guys later this week to start your week off right. Enjoy the weekend. I'll see everybody at Citizens Bank Park on Sunday. And until then, we're getting the heck up out of here. We are signing off. Peace. I'm looking for the